Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Tyler Hubbard.
Hello.
Tyler.
What's up, brother?
How y'all doing?
We're doing great, man.
Hey, I saw, I know you've been explaining a lot about 5'9" and how your wife's 5'10", but the good thing about this whole thing is that someday she'll probably be 5'9" because you shrink as you get older.
That's what I told her, literally. I said, when you're 80, when you're 80, babe. Yeah, the first night when she was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm 5'10". I was like, I'm so sorry, babe, but this song will still be relevant, really relevant when you're like 80.
Yeah, it's a good way to spin it, because you're like, I wrote this song thinking for the of future. Us together when we're 80
the
years
next
old.
50 years, honey.
There you go.
I'm in this for the long haul, babe.
Perfect.
Oh, it's so funny. What is your secret to songwriting? Because every song that you have released thus far
he can't give away his secret, Holly.
Well, what? He might know, like, man. He might give like a, not the secret, but like a little secret. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I would just say keep showing up and keep trying. I've been doing this for, you know, 15 years now. And, you know, I get to be around incredible songwriters here in Nashville and learning and growing every day. And I call it my 9-to-5. So I do it 3 or 4 times a week. And, not every song is a hit. So, like I said, just keep coming back and doing it. And I would also say it's important. What I found is it's important to take some time off as well. You know, I find that these creative moments kind of come in waves. And so I might go write 10 or 15 songs in a few weeks and then go a few weeks without writing at all, just because sometimes you got to live life to get inspired, you know, and collect ideas and come up with things to write about. So yeah, just giving yourself grace when you need some time off. At least for me, that's maybe difficult because I'm addicted to the high of writing songs and chasing a hit. But I do. I just love it. And then, you know, if you write 100 to 150 songs a year, there's bound to be 20 or 30 of those that are going to stick around.
Right.
Do you, when you write a song and you're like, that was a good one, like, you know, it was, you know, when the good one is a good one, do you have 5 after? Is there like a special something? I don't know.
You know, definitely. Well, yeah. High five. Depends on if we're on the road. It's fun because, like, I just had some guys out riding the last few weekends, and we write all day where we kind of get in this vortex of just, like, our minds where they get so tired. You really can't tell what's up or down or what's good or bad at some point after 5 or 6 hours of being creative. So stepping away and going and doing the regular thing on the road, playing a show, going to catering and doing the thing, and then getting back on the bus that night and revisiting with a fresh ear, it's a lot of fun, and that's when a lot of high fives starts happening. Like, I think we got a great one today. So it's a fun little adrenaline rush every weekend.
Rob's laughing at me, but I've never written a hit song. I don't know. I don't know what happens. It's just fun to hear, like, what the whole process. So thank you for answering it.
Of course.
Do you, going back to taking a little time off, do you and your family have a favorite spot that you like to go to when you get time off? Or is it like you want to go somewhere different every time you get a chance to go somewhere?
I like to go, actually both. We love to travel, and we love to go to Europe and Italy and, you know, just kind of bounce around Europe is always fun. But for me, I'm a mountain guy. So I love, if I can go to the mountains, I'm pretty happy. And there's a, my wife grew up in Ketchum, Idaho. It's a beautiful little mountain town. And so we'll go out there and hang out, and I'll climb mountains and ride bikes and, you know, fish and golf and just have a blast.
Yeah.
You really are always up for adventure. And that is in the latest music video where you're roller skating. And I was like, oh my God, how is he singing roller skating? And I'm picturing a camera is like right in front of you the whole time.
When was the last time that you roller skated before this music video? Because when I think about it, I was you're a little kid, right?
Right.
For me, I'll be honest, it wasn't as long as you would think. It was probably college. It's been a while. So it's probably been 10 years. It's probably been 8 or 10 years since I've really skated, but I did skate a couple times in college for fun and then a couple times in high school because for some reason I had a huge foot when I was a kid and the same skates I bought when I was in like fourth or fifth grade still fit me. So so I've still had those skates, and yeah, it's just been something that I grew up doing. You know, once a month, me and my friends would go roller skating and it was a big deal, and I always enjoyed it. So it was always something that I enjoy doing, and now the older I've gotten, the more it kind of takes me back to being a kid. So I enjoy it, and I'm actually going to try to, like you said, I shot the music video. I kind of got I bought a new pair of skates. Now I got a bug, and I'm ready to go skating on a weekly basis, although I hadn't found time to do it anymore since the video yet, but I will.
Yeah.
In high school, my husband worked at the Skate World, and he was like, I can skate. I've never seen him on a pair of roller skates. He claims he can skate really good. So do you still, you don't have those same roller skates from fifth grade. I mean, you do. you're a person that.
Those are the ones in the video, actually, with the yellow shoe, with the yellow laces. That's the ones that's sick. I've had for probably 20 years.
I love that.
That's probably the cutest thing I've ever heard. I love that.
Either that or I just had a monster foot, size 12 foot when I was in fifth grade, which, you know,
I
might have got bullied about, but it's okay.
I still haven't cleaned out my closet at my parents' house from when I was a kid. They're like, dude, you're 36 years old and you still haven't cleaned out your closet at our house. I'm saving because I want to go back and like, it's like going to be like a time capsule.
Yeah.
And I go through all that stuff again. I'll probably find some. I actually was in there last week. I found some track spikes from high school.
There
and
you
I was
go.
Like, I might bust these back out and hit the track.
There you go. The Rob.
Don't tell. Yeah. Sorry.
Hall of Fame there. Closet of Fame.
Yeah.
Tyler, what are your parents like? I'm just curious.
My parents?
Yeah, like describe your dad and describe your mom.
Well, my mom is, how do I say it? She's a sweet, kind, conservative, church-going, Southern lady that's awesome. Pretty stereotypical, but she's you know, supportive and kind and loving. And my dad, he passed away when I was 20, so 15 years ago, but he was a probably a little bit more like me. You know, he was he liked an adventure, he liked adrenaline, he liked a challenge. He was fairly business-minded, oriented, a really hard worker, and just loved life, to be honest. Loved having a good time.
That's awesome. Loved
his friends. You just got to play some big hometown shows as well. So it had to have been pretty awesome to be back and see all the old friends, old family.
It was cool, man. And then we played Nashville the night before we played Atlanta. So it felt like two hometown shows back to back. And my mom got to come out and hang out in Nashville, and that was really cool. And had some friends at the show in Atlanta. And, it felt good to just go back to the old stomping grounds and although it was like an hour from actually where I grew up, so I didn't make time to get up to where I was raised. But next time I want to bring the whole family on that run and take them up and show them where I grew up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you really, I don't know a lot about football. So you're a Georgia Bulldogs person.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I grew up about 30 minutes from Athens, so sort of by default, I am a Bulldog.
Because I'm in a fantasy. Listen, I don't want to brag or anything right now, but I'm in a fantasy football league, and it's pretty exciting. I've been following football lately, so now I'm trying to get into more football.
Good for you.
Questions and stuff. I picked all my players based on hot guys. Are you in a fantasy football league?
You know, Tyler? I tried that one year, and I realized the whole season went by and I was like in last place and I just spent my money and didn't even make time. I was a terrible fantasy football player. So
you forgot to like update it.
Oh
whatever.
Yeah. I was like, well, I've learned this is not for me, but it was a good investment to learn that about myself.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't do fantasy football either. I never remember to set my lineup. I was like, I'm not that into it. I'll watch our home team sometimes on Sundays, even though they're absolutely horrible every single year for my whole life, the Detroit Lions, laughing stock of the NFL. But you still, it's where we're from.
Yep. Well, you got to represent, got to support. You never know when the Lions are going to have a big turnaround, bro.
Hopefully next year. Every year was it doesn't look good next year already. Yeah.
You know what I've learned about myself in this interview is that I don't have enough going on to not have fantasy football. I feel like maybe I should be doing more with my life.
No, I like that. Right. I think I have too much on my plate at the current moment. So
yeah, I started doing new pick'em football too, and I'm winning out of 41 people right now. I'm 63% picking.
Whoa.
I'm getting really excited, but I've been lying to people at my work saying how I've been picking them based on what the girlfriend's Instagrams of the players that are playing look like. It's not how I'm picking them.
You're doing some deep research.
Yeah, I'm not actually doing it, but I'm lying about it. It's been fun. It's hilarious. Just entertainment.
Good for you.
I know you don't have time for hobbies, but like, what is your favorite hobby outside of music?
You know, I make time for hobbies. I've found that it's super important, and I love riding my mountain bike. I love riding my dirt bike. I love fishing. I love camping. Honestly, dude, anything outdoors, I'm pretty into it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get into mountain biking a little bit more now. I just finally got like a legitimate mountain bike, not one that you would find on the, you know, side of the road or something. But it is, it's not as easy as you would think. You find out you're out of shape real quick when you try to go mountain biking.
Yeah, it's definitely a good workout. It's good cardio. And it's a lot of fun. You never know when the next tree is going to jump out and hit you or any of that kind of stuff. So it's, you know.
I'm glad you brought it up because I was like, Tyler, didn't you have a run where you got injured quite a bit for a minute?
But that's part of life. Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of it.
Yeah. You're beyond that now. We're gonna knock on some wood. Knocking on some wood.
We moved on.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah.
Well, right. We appreciate you taking some time to catch up, man. Always good to see you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all too. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Tyler.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.